You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? I got a solution for you. Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in anywhere using our iOS or Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, you can call us at 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Or you can visit our website at www.goabode.com/BNB. That is www.goabode.com/BNB. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. Let me introduce you to our two co-hosts today. To my right is my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour.
And also my buddy, Gary Sinclair, who's the co-host today.
Hope you're having a good holiday.
This is our fifth year, Gary.
Yes. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Yes. And I'd like to discuss a little more. We were discussing before we went to break in the first hour. We're talking about, let's just say, people who jump the gun. And like Gary said, if you can go and talk to somebody with sweetness, be aggressive, but be more, let's just say, sweet and honey, rather than just trying to sue everybody, it'd be nicer to go to your small mom and pop store or wherever you may be small.
Websites.
And just talk to them. Say, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are visually impaired and blind that would like to go to your website. You can get a lot more business.
Get more business.
And it's all, look, let's face it. It's all about green. That's the big color of the day, green. That's money. So if you say to somebody they can make more money, well, guess what? People may listen. Don't forget, most people that are mainstream do not know there's that many blind people out there. Most people don't know there's 12 million people in this country that are blind or visually impaired. They don't know that. They have no idea. In Orlando alone, there's like 100,000 people just in the Orlando area that are visually impaired and blind. Most people don't know that. They have no idea. And when you start talking about, the blind community, you have to educate that store, that company that you want to buy from and what to do something. So rather than sue them, educate, be friendly, and maybe they will work with you and do what you want them to do. That's what Gary brought
up. Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
That's right.
Is that the right show?
That's right.
That's the right show. You're on the right show.
So don't forget, we say we're this bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And this show now, when we brought it out, it was supposed to be educational. It was supposed to be fun. And it's also supposed to be entertaining. Now we just add a new thought. New thought would be employment. So now we have educational, employment, fun, and entertaining. That's what this show is all about. And if you want to call in to talk anytime you want, we're totally open. We're waiting for your call, 407-894-1680.
But did you know back in the past, Michael, that way back in the past when we started doing our show with Blind Matters, somebody had mentioned, said, your show is not any good. It needs to be more straight-laced and boring. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you having fun on your show? You're not supposed to have a fun show. You're supposed to be strict and tell it the way it is, or whatever, you know.
Who said that?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Bad people.
Yep. Listen, we got a phone caller that's coming in all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina. All it's right. The one and only, our good friend by way of Pennsylvania, Kevin.
Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, with the weekend update, I feel like it's Saturday.
Kevin, how you doing,
weekend
Kevin?
Update.
Well, evening there, Michael, Lynn, Gary.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
How you doing?
How's it going in Greensboro, North Carolina?
It's going okay.
Good.
Just want to jump in there on what you're talking about.
Good.
Oh, now, from the little bit you read on the article there, says her screen reader wasn't accessible to her screen reader.
Correct.
Now, I found a lot of websites. I used JAWS and NVDA, and on a lot of websites, the JAWS doesn't work very well at all. I got to switch to NVDA. And quite often, if I have trouble with both of those, if I go to the iPhone or iPad with the voiceover, it reads everything, so it might not always just be the website itself,
right,
but the screen reader also.
Well, that's a good point.
Yep.
But your first thought isn't to sue them, though, correct?
No. up there where I was living in Pennsylvania, there was a guy going around all the different businesses and just in the one town, and finding stuff wrong. The ramps might not be exactly the spec, you know. The sinks in the bathrooms might just be a half inch too low or too high. And he was going around suing everyone for a while.
Yep.
Oh,
I guess he made a lot of friends, didn't he?
No, just a small mom and pop business like that. they don't know all the laws. And if they were doing, you know, business outside of their area, you know, like across state and all that, where people would order for
right.
Bigger stuff. I could see really getting on them then.
Well, the whole point is this way. We want to be everything and mainstream as well as everything to us, the blind. But the point is we don't want to, let's just say, aggravate mainstream either by coming off too strong and argue and fight on every issue. Because there's a time to fight and there's a time not to fight. There's a time to be good, a time to be bad. There's a time to come on strong and a time to be a certain other way. So the point that I'm saying is, in the blind community, I want to educate. I want to be fun. I want people in the mainstream to think, gee, we're special. Yeah, we're special because we're smart. And if you do it, let's just say, the way we ask you to do it, then you'll get a lot more people who are blind to come on, and you'll make more money. And we can be important. The blind community can be important to your business. And that would make us feel good.
Kevin, you mentioned a ramp, and I'm quoting from the article, it says, this is what the NFB says. Part of the problem is that most proprietors don't realize that they're liable for providing customers with the digital equivalent of a ramp, according to a spokesman for the National Federation of the Blind. So it's interesting you brought up the ramp. So the accessibility online is like the ramp, you know, and you know what I'm saying.
Wheelchair.
In real life, off the internet.
Oh, okay.
And in just New York, it says, the legal assault on online storefronts is a growing source of liability for businesses, which last year, listen to this, were slapped with 355 accessibility suits over their websites, just in New York, 355 lawsuits. So it's getting out of control.
And if I was a judge on any of them, I would ask the person if they only used one screen reader,
mm-hmm.
or tried different ones also.
Okay, well that's a good point.
Give the business owner a period of time to fix it, but not and then decide whether to fine them or not.
Right.
Didn't fix it.
Well, they got to have time to do something.
So, everyone's too happy.
Yeah, that's right. So are you off tomorrow on Labor Day, of course?
Yeah.
And you are working now with the Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right. That's right.
Very cool.
What's the weather up there? Are you getting a lot of rain?
That's right. He's up there.
You getting a lot of rain?
Oh, it's high 80s, low 90s. And
same as here.
A thunderstorm goes through once or twice a day, last couple of days.
Yeah.
But just go through and sun comes back out for a while.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin. Good luck on your job.
It's good to hear
your
voice.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Kevin.
All right. Okay, right now we're going to go to trivia.
Oh, we're going to break.
We'll do trivia when we come back.
Breaks are coming fast.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Bye, Leon.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or all on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Before we go to break, I said we're going to go to trivia, which we are. We're going to go to trivia in just a moment. But I want to talk to you about something. What I want to talk to you about is Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. As you know, Kevin was just on our radio show just a few minutes ago. He was living in Pittsburgh, and then he moved to Greensboro, North Carolina. He got a job there. That's right. He relocated. He got a job, started to make some money. And he's got a great future in Greensboro, North Carolina. And it's a great place to live. Greensboro, well, in North Carolina, it's not as hot as Florida. It's not as cold as in Philly. Great place to live, North Carolina. And Industries of the Blind's a great place to work for. So you can get vacation. You get more than a minimum wage. And
you get insurance.
You get insurance.
Medical, dental, vision insurance.
And they also give
holidays.
You holidays. And they also give you money.
A sponsored 401k plan.
They give you money when you start.
That's right.
Yeah. They help you move.
Yeah, right. Help you to move.
Up to $2,500.
Check them out. Yep. Industries of the Blind. What's the phone number? Industry of the Blind.
You're going to ask for Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williamson. You're going to call 336-544-3726. Or you could just visit industriesoftheblind.com.
And by the way, if you miss that phone number or if you miss anything else,
it's all on our website.
It's all on our website. Look up our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
What are they going to do if they want to contact you, Michael?
Well, just write to us, Michael. Write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. The trivia, I want to know who is singing this song, 407-894-1680.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Summer's gone.
Know it, Gary?
No, I don't know it.
Morning found us calmly unaware. Moon burned gold into our hair. At night we swam.
A hint.
I don't remember that song.
How about a hint?
I can't give you the hint, but I just know that group was so big in 1968.
I don't remember the
big
song.
Group.
Big group, Gary. Big group. You should know this group.
I don't
Gary.
Remember
big
the group. Song.
407?
I don't remember the song either. I got news for you. Okay. That was not one of their famous songs.
Okay.
No.
407-894-1680.
I'm trying to think of their main song. I forgot it already.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, while we're waiting, no, you know.
I know people know it.
Michael,
that's a distinct way of singing.
407-894-1680. Anybody know this song?
I said the summer's gone.
There he goes.
Yeah.
North Carolina, back in the building.
Oh.
And he said, oh, Brother Chris, I got this. I know this. I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. So he knows.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I just can't think of their main song.
You can't think of their main song? Let me see if I can pull it up.
Would you please find it? Because
it's going to work your nerves.
Yes.
All right, Kevin. From Greensboro, North Carolina. He has the trivia. Kevin, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Kevin, you think you know what he's singing?
I don't think Kevin knows.
Oh, I think everyone knows it's Jim Morrison and the Doors.
All right.
Oh, Kevin.
Good hey. Job. Kevin.
Great job.
Kevin, what was the main song, though?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Chris What's is going to find it. The main
Jim
song.
Morrison and the Doors.
The Doors.
The Doors.
Wasn't Light My
yeah,
Fire.
Yeah, the Doors.
Wasn't Light
right.
My Fire.
I think
was
it was Light My Fire.
Light My Fire.
Light
was
My
that
Baby,
doors?
Light My Fire.
But I'm not sure if that was the Doors.
I don't know.
Check them out.
Yep. They got
good
a lot
job.
Of them.
So what?
Well,
do
you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. So now you got some donuts.
Donuts are going out tonight.
Yeah, there's another one.
There you go. It is Light My Fire.
It is Light My Fire.
Come on, baby, Light
My Fire.
There you
that's
go.
My, now that better. Song I know.
It would be yeah, that's,
everyone's got to know that voice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And we're going to need his new address too, Chris.
All right, so Kevin, hold on so I can get your information, all right?
Good job, Kevin.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good
and
job.
And you got our bracelet, right? You got the bracelet for Blind and Beyond?
Yeah.
Okay, you're all set, buddy. Enjoy them donuts.
Enjoy the donuts or the ice cream.
See, Gary, light my fire. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
You know, Michael, Lynn said something a little bit earlier. I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if Michael even caught it, but we have actually been doing a radio show now, up to date, 5 years,
well,
two and a half
what?
And two and a half.
Gary, we went off right before Labor Day when Michael got cancer.
That's
it
right.
would have been our sixth year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we cut 1 year short because when Michael got cancer.
It's been a long time doing the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is our fifth.
Fifth year.
Labor Day.
Yep. And
right?
Guess what?
Let me see.
It's my 8 years now. People have been congratulating me.
Yeah,
it's my 8 years
everybody's
of working in the radio world.
Yeah.
8 years.
I'm excited right. Kevin got that song.
Yep. I've got a lot of people writing me and congratulating me. It's 8 years this week
right.
that I got my first job in the radio world.
And we
got
to thank Carl, because
right.
if it wasn't for Carl, we wouldn't have this show.
That's yep. right. That's right.
Anyway, to get back to Central Florida, I wanted to remind you, if you're bored and you're looking for some interesting classes that Lighthouse Central Florida, let me see what they've got in the month of September. I don't know how to pronounce it, so somebody help me out. It's T-A-E and then C-H-I. Is it Tai Chi? I don't know. Tai Chi. They Friday, September 4th from 1 to 4, they have a class on that. Let's see. Is your vision impacting your ability to exercise? You're looking for an activity that is low impact and will improve your focus and balance? Join us for this activity. So I know somebody will call in and tell me how to pronounce it. Then on Friday, September 21st from 1 to 8:30 p.m., they have a family workshop. If you would like your family members and friends to better understand how vision loss is impacting your life every day, they would like you to join them. And then finally, the last workshop in September is Guide Dog School Demo. It's Friday, September 28th from 1 to 4. If you're considering a guide dog as a mobility and orientation tool, then you should join the people at Lighthouse Central Florida for this informative interactive session. That would be really interesting, learning about guide dog schools. Yes.
You know what I like to play right now?
Come on, baby. Now all I can think of is that Doors song.
Lynn, yes. You know what I like to play right now?
What?
Bill's song.
Oh, right. That's part of our agenda today.
Yeah, let's play it.
Bill.
Yeah, do you have that, Chris? This is cute.
This is very cute
this
song.
This is Bill McCann, who is the founder of Dancing Dots.
That's right.
It's a very cute thing.
Yep.
Let me explain something to you.
He's one of our advertisers now.
Yeah, but let me explain something to
Dancing
folks.
Dots.
Bill McCann has been blind basically since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is about his dream. He had a dream. And his dream was he wanted to drive a car.
And not any car.
Not any car.
A Google car. Yeah.
So this is his song that he made up about his dream. And you ready to play it? It's a cute song. Let's listen.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay. It's a cute song. Let's play it.
We're going to try. This is a tune called to studio.
Can you make it a little louder? Is that it? That's not it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Wrong thing.
Yeah. He's a hip hopper.
Oh, I love this music, though.
Who is this?
That's our
you don't
next
know, wait,
trivia.
You don't know who this is?
That's our next trivia.
Oh, that's trivia. I'm not calling trivia.
No, he doesn't mean the song. Save it for later.
Okay, all right.
He wants to play our next trivia song. It's a great song.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, it was an email, Chris. It's not on that list.
It's not on...
You better play the trivia, and I'll help you find the audio.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next trivia. All right,
we'll do the next trivia.
So now it's trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. 407-894. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680.
So
Okay. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Do you know, Michael, who's singing the song?
I'm not telling you.
It's a big group.
I'm not telling you.
Can I tell the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
A hint. A hint.
That's all I was going to say.
80s.
It is, no, 78.
78.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
All right, I got our first caller, then I got another caller calling in and chiming in RAT now as we speak. We're going all the way over to the Midwest, St. Louis. St. Louis, that is, with our sister station.
Okay.
And we're coming right in with our good friend, Mr. Willie from St. Louis. Mr. Willie.
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 Yes, how are you?
Hey, Willie.
All right, Willie. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying you guys' show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, that means you're going to get a bracelet from us, too. So if you get a prize, you'll be getting that and a bracelet. Okay.
Oh, how'd you hear about our show, Willie?
You listen to 1010?
I recently lost my sight. So I was just, I had a radio set up, and one Sunday I was just playing on the radio, and I caught you guys, and I've been listening ever since.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Glad you're listening.
Very informative. You guys are very informative for me.
So that's what the show's all about, buddy.
That's great, Willie.
Yeah, I'm glad to know I'm not alone in this thing. You know?
That's right. You're not alone.
You're never alone. And you can call in anytime you want, not just for trivia. Call in and say what's going on. We'd love to hear from you, Willie.
You're our friend now.
I will.
And Willie, if you would like, are you computer literate? Do you go on the computer?
I'm taking my second class.
He's still learning.
All right. Well,
do things on computers. Right now they're teaching me how to get around.
All right.
How to use the cane.
I just wanted to tell you when you're proficient down the line, that if you go to our website, all the shows are there from the last 2.5 years. You could just pick a show, and enjoy it.
Willie, where are you going to learn how everything?
Missouri Council.
A blind school, lighthouse. What?
Where are you going?
It's called Missouri Society for the Blind and Low Vision.
Missouri Council of the Blind.
No, very good.
Yeah. So what you could do, after a couple of times you're going, call us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, keep us informed.
Keep us informed.
Because
I sure will.
We have one other person that's newly blind of 6 months, like you. You know, you're new, and he's new, and he's enjoying the show. And, and you'll learn a lot from this show. So you got to keep listening.
I have. Just a few shows I've listened to, I've learned a lot.
Well, that's
thank
good.
You. So who do you think singing this song, Willie?
Me in April. I lost my sight in April of this year.
Oh, April. Well,
so
that's
all really new to me. So
how old a person are you? Uh-oh. Willie, how old a person are you?
I'm 58 years old.
Okay, so let me say this to Willie. You are then like a lot like me, that you lose your sight over the age of 50, and you like me, we don't know Braille. I didn't learn how to use the computer. And it's harder for us that are people that are blind after the age of 50 than people that lose their sight when you're kids, because then they go to school and they can learn. So now you have to go to school. You have to learn yourself to get around. But I'll tell you something, Willie. I'll just tell you one thing. Okay. I did not know Gary until about 6 years ago, Gary?
Yeah, about 6, yeah.
And we became great friends. And that's what this show's all about, Willie, how you can meet other people, how you can talk to other people. And there's a lot of people out there that are blind that once you talk to them, they'll love you. And you can have a great relationship, because let's face it, there's a lot going on in life without your sight. There's a lot more.
Yes,
and the point being is this way. Gary travels, I travel, and a lot of us travel because you have to be aggressive and you have to get off your rear end and go do something with your life, Willie.
I agree.
So it's not just sitting and say, I'm blind, I can't do anything.
Right, I can't. The world is over, so I am.
Exactly.
I'm trying to do things, and I'm going to be in a support group.
That's right.
So. How'd you go blind, Willie?
From diabetes.
Oh, another one.
Diabetic retinopathy.
Yeah. I disrespected diabetes.
Oh, yeah. We know someone else in Orlando. So. Same thing. You didn't think it was real. I understand. You were bad, bad, bad. That's not a joke. Look, I had a friend, it was my partner and a friend who died. No joke. He thought diabetes was a joke. And he died.
Right.
He died.
I try to educate people now.
That's right.
You know, the ones that I know in my family and friends, I try to educate them you know, let them know, you know, you can maintain yourself, but you have to respect it.
It's all right.
Absolutely.
And I'm blind now, but I didn't lose my sight due to diabetes, but I have diabetes. And a lot of my friends will always say to me, oh, you can have more potatoes, you can have more French fries, you can, and I don't do it. See, here's the difference.
No, don't do it. No.
That's right. You have to know what you can eat. You have to know, and you have to respect, because it's no joke. Right, Willie? It's no joke.
Correct. Well, but I do know the trivia tonight.
Well,
okay.
What?
Ahead.
All right, you're going
to
win.
Let's go get something to win.
He's staying focused, Michael.
Yep. Go ahead, Willie. I'm listening to you.
Phil Collins.
And what's the name of the song? You got the name of the song?
Yes, I have to know the name
of
the song.
No, it's just the name of the
group.
Oh,
just our, okay. Well, you're absolutely right.
Is he right?
He's absolutely right.
Is he right? He's right.
That's right.
That's
right. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yep.
No. Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. Phil Collins.
Collins.
Yeah, that's Phil Collins.
You just won yourself.
He did record a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No. What, this song here. Listen.
Okay. All right. There's a girl in all
my life. So, Willie.
Yes.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Great. My grandkids are going to love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to send you out a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, and we're sending out a bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Willie, will you do me a big favor? Willie, will you do me a big favor?
Yes.
When you go to school for your independent living skills that you're learning now, would you please pass the word about our radio show?
I am so waiting to do that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Really thank you,
I'm
Willie.
I'm excited about telling other people about you guys.
Absolutely. Well,
Thank you,
Willie. God bless you.
God bless you, Willie.
Nice.
Take care.
Okay.
Keep on listening.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, so we got another caller on the phone line, and we need to take a break, too, at the same time.
Right.
Okay. So we have Miss Sheila Young on the phone line.
Well, she'll have to hold.
All right, so we'll just let Sheila Young. I'll put her on and tell her to hold on one moment, and we're going to take our break like we need to.
Okay.
You're tuned into the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? I got a solution for you. Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in anywhere using our iOS or Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, information, you can call us at 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Or you can visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. That is www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know, as well as I do, that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay. All for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear, and adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Are you there? I hope you're there. This is your host, Michael. 407-894-1680. That's our phone number to call in, which I hope you do. Wherever you are, you can call. You don't need a reason. You don't need trivia to call us. Call in. Let us know what you're doing.
Just say hello.
That's right.
Happy Labor Day.
We have a caller on the line right now, Anna Sam from Orlando, Florida. And she's the smart young lady that is in Orlando. We call her Miss Brains. Sheila Young. Sheila Young. You there?
Oh,
Michael.
Oh, that's too funny.
It is too funny.
Sheila Young, what do you have to say for yourself, girl?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi Sheila.
I just, you know, I've been listening, and I just want to say that I don't want to talk about suing anybody because that's just not what I like to hear. But next Saturday, our Greater Orlando Council of the Blind meeting is getting back into the groove of things. So we meet on Saturday, 12 o'clock. We have our normal business meeting, and we have a guest speaker. So if anyone is interested in coming, we meet at the William Booth Towers at 633 Lake Dot Circle. And if anybody wants any information on that, they can go to fcb.org and find my phone number and my email, because my phone number is on bathroom walls. No.
Yeah, and they're all blind and they're trying to read it. It must be in Braille.
So, Sheila, I thought that's you were funny. Calling to correct me on my pronunciation. How do you pronounce T-A-E and then C-H-I? Is it Tai Chi?
How do I pronounce what?
In reference to the workshop at Lighthouse Central Florida, they have a T-A-E-C-H-I course. Is it Tai Chi? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't know either.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sheila.
No idea.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Stay well.
Bye, Sheila.
By the way, Sheila just called in for Orlando. Now, you can call in for St. Louis.
Right.
Wherever you are. You're in Philadelphia. Yep. If you're in Dallas, wherever you are, you can call in and discuss about what your organization, whatever you're doing, you can call in. You don't need a reason. Tell us what's doing. Give us a PSA.
You can email.
Write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org.
It's what
and
you,
let us know.
It's what you call a PSA.
Yep, PSA.
Public service announcement.
Okay, we're going to trivia.
Yes.
And when we come back from trivia, we want to do trivia first or Bill's thing first? What do you want to
let's,
do?
Let's go ahead and do Bill thing first.
Okay. Yeah, we want to hear Bill.
This is the young man. His name is Bill. Yeah. And he's from Dancing Dots.
Dancing Dots.
He's been blind all his life. And his dream, he wrote this song, his dream about driving a car. Listen
okay,
to this.
Okay, let's go because we're running out of time.
Yes. Listen to the song.
So lost in a glorious dream, my horizons are boundless, and although I am sightless, I command all I can't see. The faster I'm speeding along, there's concern for contusions in this world of illusions. Could this be happening to me? I am riding in my little car. There's nobody driving on the road all alone, just potholes, Siri, and me. I am cruising in my Google car. Something more than amazing. It's hard to conceive I can leave and just drive anywhere. When I stop to fill up my tank, I cause consternation. When I locate the pumps using only my trusty white cane, it's called a Google car. They say it's self-driving, yet I have the feeling that there's something else I may need. Still wrapped in my glorious dream, I have made the decision, despite risk of collision, to relax and just ride. Oh, who could foresee such a day when we could navigate freely, passing semis discreetly, going 75. I am riding in my car. There's nobody driving. Toward my destination, I'm hurtling at high rates of speed. It's called a Google car. They say it's self-driving, yet I have the feeling that there's something else I may need. So next time you're in need of a lift, tap the app on that small screen. Don't be afraid to hop in for a spin when I pull to the curb. Jump in my Google car. They say it's self-driving. I've planned out a route, we'll arrive sometime later today. But if you see me in my Google car, without cellular data, pull over real quick, be sure to get out of my way.
Hope you liked it. We love it.
That reminded me of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, very funny.
Very talented.
We're going to trivia now.
We got two callers on the phone line. Uh-oh. I got Tom from Orlando and Robert from Valley Forge.
All right.
Tom? You there, Tom?
Hope they enjoyed Bill McCann.
Hey, just want to say hello to everybody.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Lynn.
Tom.
I'm Michael.
Hi.
And Lynn, it is Tai Chi.
It is Tai Chi. Well, thank you, so. Thank you. I knew somebody would get me.
This is Tom from Orlando.
Yep.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in.
Thanks for the info.
Okay. And who else?
Now we have Robert from Valley Forge. Robert.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
How you doing, Robert?
Hi, Robert.
I was listening to the story earlier about the suing.
Yes.
Instead of trying to be sweet.
Yes.
Years back, I went running with this little old lady friend of mine to get a gallon of gas for my lawnmower. We pulled up at the gas station, and she said, we'd like to get a gallon of gas, and she showed the man the can.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said, we don't do that. We don't do that. You have to pump it yourself. And she got mad. I said, wait, Mayor, calm down. Give me the can. I got out with my white cane, and I said, Mary, if a fire starts, pull away as fast as you can. And that man ran over so fast to pump that gas for me. And I didn't have to threaten him lawsuit or nothing.
There you go.
Changed his mind real quick, didn't he?
Robert.
Very funny.
That's funny what you did, but normally all I do, when I got out of the car, I say, listen, pardon me, do you see I'm blind? I need help with that. Would you mind helping me? And 99.9, I never had anybody say no. So the minute I say I'm blind, can you help me? They always say yes.
Robert has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Did
you like Bill McCann's song, Bill from Dancing Dots?
Oh, I was laughing.
Isn't that funny?
You know, by the way, off the air, he would like to talk to you because he lives around the corner from you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Cool.
He said he would like to meet you.
I'll send Lynn an email.
Okay, good.
I'll send Mike an email.
There you go.
And you can forward me his contact
information.
Sounds good.
That'll be fine.
New friend.
All right.
Always awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, all right, buddy.
And have a good holiday.
You too.
Happy Labor Day. Thanks for calling.
All right, now we're going to trivia. 407-894-1680.
Trivia time. Last trivia of the night.
Trivia time. 407.
We're going to break.
Come back.
We're going to break.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Come back. Get back. We'll do trivia.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. And this show is meant to be entertaining, fun, informative, and now employment. We add four categories: fun, entertaining, employment, and educational. Right now, in the back, you're going to hear our song for trivia. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Here we go. Who's singing this song? We'll
find ourselves again. We danced until the night became a brand new day.
Okay, I'm going to play the song right back, but who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. This is a giant. He's been around for years.
We only have 3 minutes.
A giant. Who's singing the song? Play the song.
Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. Look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be, but not so far that we've forgotten how it was before.
Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Yes, while we're waiting for you people, you to call in, I just want to remind you that next week co-host Sheila Young will be in the studio. Looking forward to that. And our guest caller, David Goldfield, will be calling in with another segment of Technology for the Rest of Us. And we'll be learning about Abode systems, security systems. The gentleman will be calling in from Abode. So lots to do next Sunday. Looking forward to having you on board with us again. We have a caller ready.
Okay, yep. So who's on the line? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Let's welcome our very own, right around the corner, over the river and through the woods, sister, Miss Sheila.
Oh, she knows. Yeah, she has a wonderful
Oh, my goodness gracious. Of course she knows.
That's so easy.
Do you think I don't know who that is?
So
that's
easy.
Neil Diamond.
That's right.
Neil Diamond. She got it. Neil Diamond.
One of the best songs he ever did. So.
What's that? What did you say?
I said best, one of the best songs he ever did.
Oh, you're right.
Well, you just won a
Oh, somebody else is calling in,
yes,
too.
But they missed out. I'm going to give you your favorite restaurant. How about Sonny's Barbecue?
Calling in and they got the answer. Give it to them.
No,
give it to you, Sonny's Barbecue. I know you love it there, Sonny's Barbecue.
I love Sonny's. So.
All right. Well, you just won Sonny's.
You won Sonny's.
Sonny's. Right.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
It pays to call in. See, it pays to call. Who's on the line right now?
All right, we're going over to St. Petersburg, and we got Miss Janice. How you doing?
Hi, Janice.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi,
Janet. Were you calling in for the trivia?
Yes, I am. It's Neil Diamond.
You know, someone else beat you to the punch, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh.
So I don't want you to lose.
Well, ask quickly, Michael.
I'm going to ask you another question.
We got 1 minute. We go off the air.
You ready for the question?
Michael.
What was the question?
Okay, so you got to answer real quick. The answer is Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond made a big movie. Neil Diamond made a big movie.
The
it was
song,
a big hit.
What song was the movie?
What was the name of the movie?
That the song was
the
in.
The song was in.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Star is Born?
No.
No.
I'll give you another hint. Who was the co-star?
Lucy Arnaz
was in it. I'll give you another hint. The last hint I can give you. He played in the movie. He was a rabbi. A rabbi's son. Big movie.
Nothing like being on the spot.
I gave you all these hints.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Okay, I'll tell you. Jazz singer. Hello. The jazz singer.
I'll try again later.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Janet.
Okay,
calling
everybody.
Okay, do you want to take one more call?
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we got to go.
We got a first-time caller calling in from St. Louis named Alex.
Alex!
Alex!
Alex, we can't talk to you now.
Call in next
call
week,
Call in next
Alex.
Week early. Don't wait so long, Alex. Call in sooner, Alex.
It's a time difference
Louis.
There. He's, yeah.
Okay. Oh, we got to go. So everybody be safe in the holidays now.
Thank you, Gary, for coming in and
sure
joining
thing.
Us. Thank you, Chris.
Alex, call in again sooner. We'd like to talk to you,
that's
Alex.
Right.
God bless you all. See you next week. Same time, same
Happy
place.
Happy Labor Day weekend. Be safe.
Enjoy. Love you all.
Love you all. Take care. Bye. I want y'all to live someday.